Well, let's go to what are called, take, say, New York, which has a conservative governor and a conservative mayor. And they're carrying out very extensive conservative tax cuts because they're fiscal conservatives. The tax cuts, the New York Times pointed out in a small item, all benefit business. So by accident, all the tax cuts benefit business. Well, there are also tax increases, which are compensating for the tax cuts, but they don't call them tax increases. What they call them is, the phrase is, reduction of subsidies for public transportation and for tuition in public universities. Well, subsidy itself is another interesting word, kind of like reform. It's a subsidy if public funds are used for public purposes. That's called a subsidy. It's not called a subsidy when they go to private wealth. That's reform or something. So they're cutting down subsidies for public transportation. Well, that's just a tax. You know, if you pay 20% more for getting on the subway, that's tax. Same if you pay higher tuition at City College. You know, and that's a highly regressive tax. So who rides the subways, and who goes to City College? So what they're doing is cutting taxes for business, for the rich, and increasing taxes for the poor, which are going to compensate for that. And that's called fiscal conservatism and cutting government. Well, so it is across the board. I'll come to other examples, but if you think about it, take a close look at the things that are called cutting government, and you'll notice they quite characteristically have this property.